Welcome to the 5-Year You Podcast, a show dedicated to helping you become the best version of yourself one day at a time. I'm Andrew.
And I'm Kat, and we promise to keep it raw, real, and relatable.
Are you ready to grow? Hey, 5 Tribe. Today's episode is called Not Feeling Ready, and it's all about that path that we walk and how we may not feel ready for the things that are in front of us. I'm Andrew Dewar, and as always with me is Catherine Collins. How you doing, Kat?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. I think this is a good episode to address that fear in our guts that we get every time something new comes up.
I know, right? I had this topic idea, you know, using my very organized system of when I get an idea, putting a sticky note on my desk. And it's been there for a few weeks. And I'm so glad that today, like, finally feels like the right time. We have to feel the vibes of the episode, but I really like this one. And I think it's going to help a lot of people today.
I like it. I think it's a really powerful topic. We need to unpack this. So anytime something new comes up, I can safely say that I have that like fear of stepping off into the unknown and sure. The million steps that need to happen. And I can safely say I have never felt ready once in my life for anything that has happened to me ever. However, I've always survived. What advice would you give me when I'm about to start off on any kind of journey? If I tell you, look, I want to write a book, I know sentence good. So what would you tell me?
If you want to write a book, I think that there's a couple of, why do you need a co-host? Just talk to yourself and laugh at your own jokes. Just let me know when I get back.
If I get a good one once in a while, I own it.
Oh my gosh. I'm just teasing. Okay. So are you good?
I'm good. Keep going.
Okay. So the hardest thing for adults is being beginners again, right? Most people, when they get to midlife, they know how to do a couple things pretty well, from baking to, you know, complex math if they're engineers, to parenting if you're on like your third or fourth kid, like maybe you kind of got the hang of it by now. I wouldn't know. But by the time where you're sort of in midlife, there's things that you do pretty well and you get comfortable with it. And so by allowing yourself to be a beginner, you give yourself permission to learn again. And so if you want to write a book, which I know you do, I just would encourage you to put words to a page. You know, it would be too big of a jump to be like, oh, well, let me learn about the publishing industry and find out how to get a literary agent and which publishing houses would be the best for the topic that I have. In order to be a writer and an author, writing every day is how you become that version of yourself. Not worrying about, is this grammatically correct? Not worrying about, you know, will people think this is stupid? But simply enjoying the craft of it. We mentioned in our last episode that we're busting out the rollerblades again. I haven't done rollerblading in a very long time. I don't think you have either, but we both enjoyed it when we were, you know, had more aptitude for it. I know that I'm going to have to learn again with rollerblades. I might, you know, fall on my tush. I don't know. And that's going to be hard for me as a type A achiever mindset. I really like to be good at things. And it's hard to not be good at things right away. But I think that's a big part of it. So give yourself permission to be a beginner. You don't have to know what it's going to lead to or what's going to happen. You just have to kind of start.
I like that. I think one of the best quotes I've heard on this is anything doing well is worth doing horribly at first. And I can't give attribution to that because I probably, you know, did my thing. Honestly, I think you really nailed it. As adults, there is just this overwhelming pressure to get it right.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm going to sit down and do anything, if I'm going to make even cookies, I need to get it right because otherwise that's 20 minutes of my life that I wasted. And I know how stupid this sounds. I accept how silly that is, but I also know we all feel that way of like, well, if I ruin the cookies, then what does that say about me as a human being in this plane of life?
Yeah.
But you have to be willing to make mistakes if you're going to move forward. So you're right. The first step is to really just take that little bit of action, but in a mindset is to acknowledge that it doesn't have to be good right now. It just has to be started.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that something I struggle with, and I know a lot of other people do too, is doing something simply for the joy of it. It is the curse of the entrepreneur to want to turn everything into like a success, into a money-making venture. I remember our youngest, she painted her shoes one day and I was like, this is the coolest thing ever. Immediately my mind jumped to well, what would you name a company if you painted shoes all the time? And what platform would be the best if you wanted to paint shoes and sell them? And where would we, you know? And I'm like, she just does it because she's a kid and she likes to paint, you know? And I think that we need more of that in our lives as adults. It is very challenging for me to just be bad at something, be a beginner at something, and then to not try to make it a thing, right? Just to do it for the pure enjoyment of it.
So we will not be starting a rollerblade company after our next time rollerblading.
I mean, I thought about it because I had a really hard time finding pink rollerblades and I had to get purple ones, and that disappointed me greatly. And I did have the thought, but I'm going to let it go.
That's understandable. Thank you for letting it go. I really did not want to do manufacturing. So that's good to know. I think when we are working with our clients and stuff, they come to us and they're partially lost. They don't know where to go in their life because they've gotten to that place of comfort where everything is I'm this person at this company and I do my thing, but I don't know what to do. Even though that's not fulfilling me anymore, I need a new direction. And the thing we have to really do with them is to hone in on where they want to be first of all. And then those first steps, it's usually not about work. Most of the times when we're struggling with work, it's not actually work. It's that we don't have a balance of nurturing ourselves. So a lot of times we have to just tell people, look, what do you want to do? What's the thing that you enjoy doing? Oh, I always wanted to play in a band. Okay, great. Well, why don't you? I don't know how to play an instrument or sing. Great. You're going to get a YouTube video on how to keep time on the drums. And that's all you got to do. Or you're going to learn how to sing or whatever. And you're just going to do it for fun at first, because we're not here to add another job onto your life. We're here for you to discover your purpose. And part of discovering that purpose is just honoring who you are at your core, because that's the person that's truly wanting to come out.
Yeah, I really like that. And I know we started this episode by mentioning a couple small things and having hobbies, but the truth is that we've helped our clients with some pretty big realizations. Our most recent two clients were thinking pretty big decisions about work. I mean, one was moving across the country. One was feeling, really unfulfilled in a high up corporate job. Sometimes it's good to remember that you can always make a new choice. And that's what feels scary. And that's what people feel unprepared for. And we've talked about this a lot of times. You can move across the country. And if it's not a good fit, you can make a new choice and go home. You can, make the choice to get back out in the dating world after a bad series. And then maybe you go on a few dates and you're like, hard pass. Nope, I remembered why I got out of this before, right? You can always make a new choice. Every experience, good or bad, contributes to the education of your life on this rock that we call Earth. Some experiences are not going to be good, but you're always going to learn something from them. One of my favorite quotes is from Rumi. It says, as you start to walk on the way appears. Most big decisions in life, you're not going to feel ready for. You're not going to feel ready to have a kid. You're not going to feel ready to put in your 2 weeks notice. You're not going to feel ready to go back to school. Your kids aren't going to feel ready to start high school. You might be planning a trip for an entire year. And, 2 days before, you might not feel ready to go on the trip. You start to get anxiety of all the stuff you got to get organized to leave behind. Having that little fear of the unknown and not knowing how things are going to go is an evolutionary human development. We are not meant as human beings to want to go into the unknown, because it goes against our predisposition to staying alive.
Yeah. It's our safety mechanism, right? It's very, very normal to not want to change because change is scary. Mm-hmm. When you are going to grow into that person, that thing, or go on that trip, we've talked about taking that first step. The thing that often comes up is, I don't know how to do that. Mm-hmm. You use the Rumi quote, so I get to use the Martin Luther King Jr. quote, which I know is a quote because I used to have the placard on my wall, but is take the first step. You don't have to see the whole staircase. Just take the first step. And same idea, right? But so many of us, we want to know every step of the way, and that's just not fun. That's not what you're here to experience in life. You're here to experience expansion, adventure, excitement. These are the things that you crave as a human being. And that part of your ego is just trying to keep you safe. So you can just put them aside for or her aside or it aside for a little bit and go, look, we are going to put on rollerblades today, and it's okay if we fall, and it's okay if we don't know how to balance ourselves, and it's okay if we never do it again too, but we're going to take that first step. And if you like it, you keep, you go to the next step. And if you don't, you take it somewhere else. But those are the things that we really have to condition our mind to keep taking risks, because as we get older, we don't want to. There is, it's just, I see it with our clients. I see it with us too. You know, it's like, well, do we really need to, you know, take this new software? The old software is working pretty good for recording or this thing or that. And it's like, yes, we get to experience these new things. So let's embrace them.
Yeah. I love that. I recently heard back from a coaching client that I worked with a while back, one of my first ones, and she finally started a business that she has been wanting to start for a very long time. She reached back out to me recently to ask about it, maybe like a year and a half ago. And I scrolled all the way back through our Instagram messages. And finally, I just said, you know, you've been messaging me about this business idea for 3 years now, right? And she was like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize it was that long. And it was the same thing. It was like, she had this full-time job. She had this business idea. She had a kid. She didn't know how it was going to work. And I just said, you know, it's sometimes people just need accountability. And I said, I will coach you through this. I just want you to give me a business name in a week. And then she gave me her business name and was like, I just want you to go get your LLC. I just want you to talk to an accountant. I just want you to pitch your first few clients. And she was able to drop down to part-time in her job because this business is doing so well. But for 3 years, she sat on the idea, knew she could do it, knew she had the skill set, but she just needed that accountability to say, get back to me. Tell me when you've done this. And because she was an organized person, I was just like, you don't need to know how is this going to work with childcare and how am I going to do this job and the business and like, how's it going to work? And I don't even know, like, do I need a business bank account? Like really, you know, early basic questions about it. And it's like, you don't have to know how to run a 6 or 7 figure business on day one. You just have to get the first client, the first person. You just have to decide on your business name and we'll take it from there. If you start to get busy enough, then let's talk about what childcare options that you have. We'll go from, you don't have, I think that the overwhelm and all of the unknowns really stop people from diving into the things that they want to do. But again, as you start to walk on the way appears. You don't have to have it figured out on day one, regardless of what it is. But this was just a really good recent example. I get updates from her every now and then. She's doing really well. I'm really happy for her. Could have been her 3 years ago, but I'm happy it's her now.
Yeah, that's awesome. And congrats to her. I know who you're talking about, I think. And
yeah.
That's awesome. I think that's a really big part. And I'm going to hurt everybody's feelings right now because
that's
really out of character. And I'm going to take the first step in doing that. Look, there is a really strong chance that 5 years ago when the world changed, that you wanted to do certain things and you told yourself, when this is over, then I'll do it. And then things got back to normal and you went back to the old way of being. And you keep telling yourself over and over, at some point, I will get to this. And you're not. And that part of you is afraid to take that first step. And that's where coaching comes in. That's where a good coach, a good partner, anybody will take you by the hand and say, okay, you want to become a business owner. Give me a business name. You want to have more clarity and peace in your life. You need to meditate 1 minute a day. You need to go. You need to just sit in silence. Don't even do like the whole meditating thing. But you need to take that action. And what we see from most of our clients, and this is the most painful part because Catherine and I have been through this too. If you're not where you wanted to be 5 years ago, it's because something's holding you back and you need somebody to help you along because you are talking yourself out of your success on a daily basis and it's not serving you. It's keeping you stuck. It's keeping you safe. And you could be so much further ahead. Think of where you could be today if you had done the actions you wish you had done 5 years ago. And that's what we do here. It's why it's called 5-year you, is because there is a version of you that you think is 5 years in the future and it's really not. It is like, some people, it's like months away. Some of our clients are changing in a month's time with our initial five sessions of coaching. It doesn't take what you think it does. It's actually a lot easier and it's a lot easier with help. So Are you feeling stuck in your life right now, kind of not sure where to go or what your next steps are? We've created a coaching program for you to help you discover your path, and we call it 5 weeks to Future You. What you'll get is 2-to-1 coaching with Catherine and I over 5 weeks while we help you figure out what the next steps are in your life. We offer a complimentary call. You just have to go to 5yearyou.com to check it out and set up your call with us to see if we're a good fit. I know from my own experience that it is incredibly hard to do this on your own, and that's why we're offering these coaching calls. We're only going to work with 5 people at a time to make sure that we can give you the attention that you truly deserve. So head on over to 5yearyou.com to get started. It's kind of hard to hear, even like saying that to myself. I'm like, yeah, you know, there were things that I wish I had done. But, you know, that's part of the game, right? Is you're holding yourself back. So work with people that want your success more than you do.
Right. I'm reminded, I'm rereading Joe Dispenza's Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. And yesterday I was taking a walk and listening to it. And that's one of those books I like to revisit because it kind of hits different at different points in your life. And it was time for me to re-listen to it. And I was reminded that everything in our realities is what we've created. Everything that I'm doing today is creating where I live, the type of jobs I have, the food that I eat is impacting the health of my body. Like, I have created this life that I'm living right now. And if there is something that I want to be different about it, then I have to do something different. It seems like that makes sense and self-explanatory, but we all get into patterns and we all get into habits. And when you wake up every day in the same bed and go to the same job and do the same things, you're going to continue to have the same reality. Simple example, you know, Andrew and I, we've mentioned this several times. We went on a health journey. We totally changed the way we eat, lost 50 pounds combined. If we would have kept eating the same way, we would have looked the same and felt the same. We had to change something that we did each day in order to create an external change. You have to make an internal change to get to an external change, not the other way around. So I was thinking about that yesterday on my walk, and I was like, it's a good reminder. Everything I have, from my apartment to my clothes to the body I'm walking around in, is because of choices I'm making. And if I want something different, I need to make different choices.
It's really true. And I love that. I love that book so much. I can't wait to listen to it. We share an Audible library. So I'm really looking forward to when you finish it so I can listen to it again.
Yeah.
It's such a good book. And so there's 2 things that I think are worth bringing up with that is, you know, your life doesn't change until you change. And you have to be the fire starter for that. The other thing is that, and this was a really hard thing in that book for me to get at first, but now it just makes so much sense, is our bodies, our brains condition our bodies to live a certain way, to feel a certain way, to do a certain set of results. So you get up the same way every day, you go through your routines, you interact with the same people the same ways you do every single day. And your brain doesn't have to do that for you now, your body just does it. So when you are going to create a new self, your brain really does have to create this new being. And whether that's as complex as, you know, changing everything or changing one small thing, the drive inside of you has to be there. And when it's there, you just take that next step. Like we're saying, you know, you're not going to feel ready for it. That's okay. If you felt ready for it, you would have already done it. So that's the idea, is you have to take that step of going, I'm ready to change here. I am going to do the diet, take the date, cancel the appointment, make the appointment, whatever it is, because I want to be a new person with this. And it can be as simple as getting up on the wrong side of the bed, which is the new side of the bed. You just label it, not the wrong side. We all know what that's like when we do that. And that just kind of shows how programmed our bodies are in a day to do the right things or do the normal things.
Yeah. So the purpose of this episode is to remind you that you're not supposed to feel ready to do something new. Again, as humans, you know, we are meant to biologically kind of stay with the pack. That is how our caveman ancestors survived. Standing out, doing something different, you know, could have led to your death. Our human bodies have not evolved as quickly as our world has. And so we don't have to worry about that now. We can stand out. We can break away from the pack. We can do something different as adults. But still inside, biologically, we are feeling like that anxiety of like, this is a super bad idea, right? So acknowledging that, having that knowledge and recognizing that your brain is always going to want to keep you safe. That's how it's designed. It is designed to scan for danger. And sometimes starting something new can feel like a dangerous act to your brain, even if it's something simple as rollerblading, which I don't know, it could be dangerous. We'll report back. But just knowing that it's normal to not feel ready, but that doesn't mean not to do something. Yes. And we're not encouraging you to just do something massive. Sometimes just taking a little small step and just doing a little something can ignite a whole series of changes that you can't even imagine right now. And so we wanted to let people know that all these things are normal feelings. You might not ever feel ready, but once you start going down a new path, starting the new thing, opening yourself up to different possibilities, that is when you will start to feel more comfortable after you take the step, but not before.
Yeah, I think that's a great place actually to wrap up, because you just said it so succinctly.
Thanks.
Yeah, no problem. So we'll move on to our glimmers. And that is just the little thing that has delighted us this week. Kat, what is your glimmer this week?
I'm just really grateful for my Instagram community. We have two main business accounts. We have 5-Year You, and then we have Mom's Got Money, which is our personal finance business. And but I've just been asking my community and just getting to know them better. And I was asking for book ideas recently, and man, they just came flooding in. I had so many different book ideas. And I just love that the people who are members of our communities are so smart, and they just have such great ideas. And for two people that, you know, work from home all day long, I just had such gratitude for it. I really enjoy helping people, talking to people on there. And we have a lot of our clients that follow us on there. And so even after they've finished coaching, we're still able to kind of see their progress. And that's really exciting. So that's my glimmer for today is I got a ton of good book ideas, and it just gave me this flood of gratitude for our social media communities.
I love that. I love that. It is nice to get the reach outs from that and know that, you know, people are, it's not being sent out into the void and everything.
It is.
It
what
is.
About you?
I was going to say the YouTube channel, but I'll say that another time. Actually, okay. What I'm really grateful for, and you know, you were with me. My hockey team was like going to get eliminated. And not only did they not get eliminated, but they gave me probably the most excitement I've had watching a hockey game since I played hockey. They Aww. Were down all game. They literally tied it with a second left in the last period to take it to overtime. And then they won in overtime, and they're moving on to the next round, which was really, really exciting. Like, you know, usually when I watch hockey, I don't get too excited at the TV. I rarely say anything. I was like, I was on edge, and it was so much fun. I was really just a little, it's a strange glimmer to say, but I was like, no. Wow, this was really good. And and thank you. You watched it with me. And I know, you had so many good questions about hockey and sports and stuff like that, but I really appreciate it too. So.
I'm trying, y'all. This is the Winnipeg Jets. In case anyone wants to know who, I'm going to say who our team is, because I've never had a hockey team before. So yeah. I'm adopting yours. And I'm happy that was an exciting game. It's always like fun to go into overtime.
Yeah, it was really cool. Well, everybody, thank you so much for listening, and we will see you next time. Make sure to hit that subscribe button.
Hey guys, quick disclaimer. We're podcasters on the internet. If you need to seek professional help, please go see your healthcare professional.